From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting expressions of concern Monday from European leaders following remarks in which President-elect Donald Trump called the NATO alliance obsolete, welcomed Britain's exit from the European Union, and hinted at an easing of sanctions on Russia in exchange for an arms agreement. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels took a cautious approach to the comments, including Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen, who refers to Mr. Trump's use of Twitter to express many of his views.
I think that we'll have to see. We'll have to wait and see what is going to be the reality, because we are going to move away, I guess, from a kind of Twitter diplomacy and then into a reality. And the reality is sometimes quite difficult and perhaps more difficult than what is going on Twitter.
French President Francois Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but on the basis of EU interests and values. And he added that Europe does not need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy as catastrophic, the German leader Monday said the destiny of the EU is in the hands of its member states. She also said once in office, Europe will cooperate with the new Trump administration. The top judge of Gambia's Supreme Court has pulled out of a hearing on President Yahya Jammeh's petition to overturn the results of the December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh, in power for more than 20 years, conceded defeat to opposition candidate Adama Barrow, but reversed course and demanded the results be annulled and a new election held. Nigerian Chief Justice Emmanuel Fagbenli recused himself from the injunction to keep Mr. Barrow from assuming office. Gambia relies on judges from other countries because of a lack of trained professionals. This is VOA News. UN humanitarian official Jamie McGoldrick said Monday that an estimated 10,000 civilians have died and nearly 40,000 others have been wounded in the nearly two-year conflict in Yemen.
I think that the humanitarian community continues to work in an environment which is laced with impunity against some of the rights abuses that have taken place regarding civilian infrastructure and civilians themselves.
The conflict pits the Saudi coalition-backed government of President Abdrabo Mansour Hadi against Shia Houthi rebels. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed is in the country, meeting with senior leaders to appeal for a return to a truce. Syrian rebels agreed to take part in peace talks next week in Kazakhstan, aimed at ending the country's nearly six-year-old war. The meetings, sponsored by Russia, Turkey, and Iran, are to focus on a ceasefire and humanitarian matters. Zubair Iqbal is a Middle East Institute scholar.
Basically, what they're trying to do is to use their primary instrument of influence, and that is, if you do not cooperate with us in these negotiations and work out a deal with us, we will join with either Al-Qaeda or with ISIS.
The opposition suffered a major setback in December when it lost the rebel-held districts of eastern Aleppo. Iraqi special forces battled Islamic State defenders Monday in key neighborhoods of eastern Mosul after routing the IS fighters from Mosul University, the latest fighting occurring in the Shirta and Andalus neighborhoods. A new UN report said Sudan's recent counterinsurgency cooperation in Darfur has limited rebel activity mostly to Jebel Mara, but it said two rebel groups have withdrawn to Libya and South Sudan to continue their insurgency. The International Monetary Fund Monday slightly raised its forecast for U.S. economic growth this year. Chief economist Morris Obstfeld saying it will expand 2.3%.
An accumulation of recent data suggests that the global economic landscape started to shift in the second half of 2016. Developments since last summer indicate somewhat greater growth momentum coming into the new year in a number of important economies.
President-elect Trump has pledged lower taxes, regulatory reform, and infrastructure spending. Gunfire erupted Monday at a crowded Mexican beachfront nightclub, leaving five dead and causing a stampede. At least 15 others were either injured or wounded. An American, an Italian, and a Canadian were among those killed at the Blue Parrot nightclub in Playa del Carmen near the Caribbean resort of Cancun. The last American astronaut to walk on the moon, Eugene Cernan, has died at age 82. Cernan and co-astronaut Harrison Schmitt spent 3 years on the moon in December 1972, part of the Apollo 17 mission. No human has returned since. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.